The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
AboveTopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Zed Show. This is the podcast which is not hosted from the center of the universe. And now, here he is, everyone's favorite super modulator and super moderator, the first wizard of Above Top Secret, Zed.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Show number 4. Here we are together again on the internet. I've got a few things lined up for today. We're going to talk about some latest happenings on the board, some threads. We'll get into blog of the week and then close with some words from myself. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss out. First of all, let's get right into the whole pain of podcasting. I feel your pain, those of you like me who are stuck in the dark ages of personal computing. I know that Skeptic Overlord is over there in the center of the universe, Midtown Manhattan, using his Macintosh, and he is constantly pushing the envelope of production. So I felt that I'm going to have to be here to reassure all of you that life isn't over and podcasting can be done even when you're in the Stone Age. So without any further ado, let's get right into it.
Latest news.
And once again, on tonight's Skeptic Overview, it's going to be time for Ask the Overlord in tonight's podcast segment. He's got a thread on the board where you can post a question in the thread, send him a UTU, or post an MP3 via the special upload option on the podcast page. He's going to pick 4 or 5 of the most interesting questions and answer them in tonight's show. I would really like to challenge all of you not to ask him what his favorite color is, not to ask him why he doesn't answer your UTU. I mean, come on, the guy's busy. And challenge him with something that has got some meat and potatoes to it. Let's find out what the Overlord's views are on some of the more interesting conspiracies out there. Wouldn't that be more fascinating than know, you know, what his favorite color is, what he likes to eat on a Sunday night, what kind of shows he watches? I think that'd be a real challenge. So what do you have to lose? I mean, give it a shot. And even better, put your question in a podcast. Because as you know, if you've been listening, paying attention, I know I have, he is able to play it, hear it, and respond in his podcasts. A little more of a live podcast, if you will. So I think that's going to be fabulous when he's going to have your question, you're asking it, and then he can answer it. So that's going to be a really good show tonight. I know I'm not going to miss it, and I hope you don't miss it either.
Amazing threads.
Today I need to look at one of my own threads, actually, and that is about the Above Top Secret merchandise store. For those of you that don't know where that is, you can find it at www.cafepress.com/AboveTopSecret. There you're going to find all kinds of merchandise, and just recently announced, like in my thread, black t-shirts are coming. Now, I know after the holidays, they're going to roll out some other color shirts. They're going to roll out probably black into other items. Yes, black hoodie, let's hope, cross our fingers. So I'll keep you informed of that. But in the meantime, the black t-shirts are on the way. So save your pennies and we'll have something for you there. As far as other amazing threads around the board, I've seen quite a few. What I haven't seen, though, I guess, is what I need to touch on today. Just like you might have heard in the last Skeptic Overview, he talked about what amazing thing it was, the oil companies having huge, huge profits and putting those numbers out and really not seeing any kind of hubbub on the board. Yes, I actually used the word hubbub. So I would like to see something about that, too. I'm really surprised. You know, we've had Hurricane Katrina. We've had other hurricanes in Florida. We've seen the gas prices here in the United States continually go up, up, up. And everybody complaining across all kinds of media, from the internet to radio to television. Oh, no, here goes the gas prices. Another skyrocket to the gas prices. But yet nobody really says anything on Above Top Secret. And I'm kind of wondering, what happened? Where's everybody? What's going on? So let's see some stuff about that. I'd really love to have a really amazing thread discussion to be able to talk about in the next Zed show. So let's see what kind of talk there is. There's got to be more to it. It can't be just blind acceptance, because that's not what we're all about at Above Top Secret. Blind acceptance is not the way. We need to deny ignorance. And I think that oil companies who are creating a fervor of panic and yet turn around with billions and billions, can I say that one more time? Billions of dollars in profit. You know that's not all going to go to R&D and finding of new oil locations. So let's talk about it. I want to see some more.
Blog of the Week.
This week, I want to look at a blog called It's a 3D Life, posted by Questar on 11/9, and it's a really interesting blog because the subject is how different TV shows recently experimented to illustrate how the physical appearance of a person determines how they're treated generally by other people. I know he mentions Gwyneth Paltrow, the actress who donned a fat suit for her movie in Shallow Hal, and I remember when that movie came out. She was on a talk show, and she really discussed how she went out in public wearing that fat suit and was just appalled at the treatment she received from other people compared to when she wasn't wearing the fat suit. And, you know, some of that could have been obviously that when she wasn't wearing it, hey, it's Gwyneth Paltrow, of course I'm going to be nicer to her. But she really felt that it had simply to do with her weight, that, you know, when she was wearing the fat suit, people wouldn't look at her. They would kind of look down at the ground, shuffle away, and she was treated completely different. So I applaud Questar. That's a great blog, and I wanted to feature it for Blog of the Week. What is interesting is it also ties into a podcast discussion I recently saw, or listened to rather, from Nickleby, who started that discussion, and it was about people posting on any forum but Above Top Secret, and they have a screen name that's ambiguous. You have no idea whether it's a man or a woman, and just based off writing style alone, whether they dotted their I's, crossed their T's, whether they wrote well, spelled well, used a logical discussion, a lot of people would assume, mistakenly even, oh gosh, that's a man or that's a woman. And it is pretty interesting. I know I've done it myself. I've assumed certain people are male or female. No real reason. In my case, it really isn't based off of writing style or even screen name or avatar. I know that discussion came up, using a female avatar if you're a male. I've done it. Hey, what can I say? I'm not going to try to excuse myself. But it's a great discussion, so I challenge you to get into that. Go to Questar's blog, It's a 3D Life, and let him know what you think about the subject. Let him know. Well, I guess I just did it myself.
Now, some wizard words.
This week, I wanted to talk about a person on Above Top Secret. You might know him as member number 8. I'm referring to what I hope most of you know, our newest administrator, Thomas Crown. And Thomas, let me just say for myself, you've been an inspiration on the boards. I know that as a Canadian who now lives in the United States and been here over half of my life now, I'm not as up on certain topics as I should be. Probably most notably, maybe the Constitution. Sure, I studied it when I moved into the States, but you've been an inspiration because you certainly know a lot about that kind of stuff. And I know I value your input around the boards. I think a lot of other people do. And I'm just glad to have you around. So this week I wanted to focus on you. Now, I know there's other administrators out there, most notably Skeptic Overlord, who podcasts. I know that Springer has had quite a few podcasts. Or is it Huggy Bear? Or, no, wait, it is Springer, I'm pretty sure. And I've also heard a podcast from William Wonsack. Excellent. Love to see it. I would like to hear some podcasts from the other administrators, Bob 88, and, of course, the ever elusive, is he really a person? Simon Gray? Let's hope so. I hope he's a person. I've got you to use from him before, so I hope that that's a real person I've been sort of typing back to. Anyways, so back to Thomas Crown. Thomas, this week in Wizard Words on the Zed Show, I felt that people out there don't know you. They don't know the real Thomas Crown. They've never really maybe interacted with you on the boards. Maybe to a limited degree they have. Maybe they've heard your podcast. Maybe they haven't. And, you know, I just felt that certainly you needed to have a little more exposure. And I've given you a special spot here on the Zed Show. So what I've done is I've gone ahead and put together a little something that I like to call 2 minutes and 32 seconds with the newest administrator, Mr. Thomas Crown. Here you go.
Everybody throughout the known universe might be listening to you. This is Thomas Crown. I have no doubt that you knew this. Oh, by the way, just so y'all understand, I'm not going to tell you this is Thomas Crown speaking. You know, I think I made a little... By the way, this is Thomas Crown. First off, I'd like to say, this is Thomas Crown. Get over it. Check. 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 1, 2. Yes. Yes, this thing seems to be on. This is Thomas Crown. This is Thomas Crown. This is Thomas Crown. Light my loafers, shall we say? I don't know. However you want to say it, I giggled like a little girl. Anyway, Well, no, that wasn't right either. What do you think of that, huh? Do I sound perfect? Gee. I can think of nothing to say. How do you pause this thing? There has... Aha. Hold on. Well, I took a little break there, and I thought I hit the record button, and I didn't. And I've just talked for about 5 minutes to myself. This is why you should read instructions before you play with new toys. Back off. This is Thomas Crown. So I was just going to take over the board for a simple, short day to ban each and every one. Oh, except for Zediculus, Zed. You know who you are, Zed. I don't have to say your whole name just because I can't. Zediculus Celorinderi. Zed was going to be spared just to prove that I'm not, you know, told. Maniacal coup maker. Wasn't going to be total chaos. This is Thomas Crown. This is Thomas Crown. This is Thomas Crown. Is a squirrel. Y'all take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, our newest board administrator, Thomas Crown. Thomas, love you, man. Anyways, I guess to close out in the Wizard Words today, like I can follow that up with anything more spectacular, I just wanted to talk about, again, get back to what I referred to earlier in the show, the podcast frustration some people have because they don't have a super powerful Macintosh And let me tell you, it can be done. I spent a little bit of money on a microphone and a little bit of money elsewhere, and that's been it. I haven't spent a whole lot. One of the limitations that I've had, at least I think it's a limitation, as far as I've been able to determine, is pretty much just the sound card on my laptop. I found a great program out there, and I think you can find it on a Google search, and it's called Pod Producer. And, you know, I tried this software. I've tried, they've upgraded it version-wise, I believe twice since I've tried it out, and I've tried each upgrade. And it's a software that I really like. I love the interface to it. I wish it would work. I suppose I could go downstairs in the family room and fire up my desk PC that I haven't used in a few months, and which has a better sound card, and could try it out. But, you know, I like being a little more mobile, so I've been using my laptop, and I try to keep everything on my laptop. And maybe I'm kind of limited in that, but Pod Producer is really a live podcasting type of setup, similar to what I believe Skeptic Overlord has on his Macintosh from the center of the universe, Midtown Manhattan. And what I find interesting, what I really like about Pod Producer is it's a real, almost a DJ setup. Very simple. You can hit record. You've got small sound effects buttons with even graphics that show, you know, how long it's playing until the sound effect is done. You've also got play decks on there, which you can put in longer clips. You can put in music, whatever you like. You've got crossfading between the various decks. You can fade out sound effects from the lower section. I just played around with it for a bit, and it really wasn't too long before I configured it how I like it. You can save all the settings for your sound clips. You can save them a certain way. The problem I had was in setting it up, I wasn't able to get sound from my microphone and from my sound card. There's a setting on there you're supposed to be able to set for stereo mix or what you hear, and you're supposed to be able to have sounds, you know, like a sound effect play from your computer as well as from your microphone. And I could never get the two to work together. Frustrated me to no end. So I actually am using Audacity as a software program. But if I were to hear about somebody using Pod Producer, I would probably be, well, somewhat elated, but because, you know, I've been able to recommend a good program. But I'd also be pretty furious because I can't use it myself. And, well, quite frankly, that's just pissing me off. But anyways, I'm going to keep researching. I've looked at a ton of software out there. I've probably downloaded just about every demo software, audio software that you can get for a personal computer. And I've tested all the demos. There was one actually that I recently got. I don't even know the name of it right now. And they claimed that it would be a similar setup to the Macintosh, that I would be able to play sounds on my computer and record at the same time, voiceover kind of stuff. And I tried it out, and it just didn't work like they claimed from what I found. So my recommendation, give Pod Producer a chance if you have a PC computer. For a laptop, what I found, I've also looked in the Pod Producer forums. They one of the biggest gripes seemed to be, hey, I can't get voice and sound effects at the same time. What's going on? And most of those complaints that I saw, I believe, were people that had a laptop computer. So I'm guessing that's why the limitation. Maybe somebody out there, give it a shot on a personal computer. Maybe you have a better sound card. I might do that one day if I decide to fire up my desktop again. But in the meantime, maybe that'll help out. Anyways, that's all for the Zed Show for today. Again, want to thank you for being here with me and taking up 20 or so minutes of your day. I'm out.
You've been listening to the Zed Show, hosted by AboveTopSecret.com.
When it comes to podcasting, set your iTunes to feeds from AboveTopSecret.com and accept no substitutes.
Okay, you people sit tight, hold the fort, and keep the home fires burning. We're not back by dawn. Call it.